today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good day. That today's gonna be a good, good day. Today's the day.
You know, it's kind of nice, if I do say so myself, looking around every day at the headlines, British riots spread to new cities, Afghanistan helicopter attackers killed, stocks fall, the depressing stuff that every day shakes your confidence in everything, yourself, family, work, country. Everything. So it's nice to know that when you're sick and tired, we have Chef Louis DeAngelis.
He's got
those big shoulders. We can rely on him to help us through yet another miserable week so that we can have a good weekend. I was thinking of trying to find something special. There must be a group on Facebook that is all about food, right?
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty.
Have to be a lot of them. Do you belong to any of them?
No, I don't, Doug. It's kind of time-consuming, you know, to do that and do everything else that we do.
Yeah. No, it is. It's very time-consuming. So a lot of people just say, all right, I don't have time for this. But there are 750, 800 million people, like 10%, more than 10% of the people who live on the planet belong to Facebook.
It's amazing.
And they exchange all these ideas, or at least that's what they would have you believe. American workers have been taking to Facebook and Twitter to vent their workplace gripes in the most vulgar ways possible. I'm looking around at all of the things that people gripe about, and then I look, here's a Facebook page that's all about healing in food. Healing in food. A chef who has done a lot, and I think you fit into this as well. I think we ought to spend a little time here talking about how people, and this is this particular thing that I was attracted to first here, Phil.
Okay, Harry.
Louis, yeah. I was just thinking about Phil Leppard, who's the supermarket guru.
They're so easy to confuse.
Yeah, right. Not. Here's a guy who starts the story. He says, I woke up one day with a pain in my hip and I couldn't move. This guy is a construction worker. And he had agony and his pain would flare up. And he says it was like somebody sticking a knife inside your joint. I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't put any weight on my feet when I did. I crawled on my stomach, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so this fellow met somebody who was a chef, and the chef started cooking things for him that he had, as it turned out, rheumatoid arthritis.
Ooh.
So he began, this chef, the friendship with this guy, doing research into food that was good for those who have arthritis.
There's a lot of foods that are anti-inflammatory.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
A lot of like leafy greens, like broccoli, rabe, very heavy, collard greens, good anti-inflammatory foods.
Yeah. So, you know, I give you a lot of credit because you have become a student of this thing. A lot of people don't know the difference between a cook and a chef. Louis is a chef.
What is the difference, Louis?
Well, in our world, in the kitchen, you know, the cooks are the guys that actually cook your food, the line cooks. The chef runs the kitchen.
Right.
That's the way it's always been in our, and I'm sure in yours too. You've been in the business long enough. The chef does the ordering. He decides the menu.
Right.
But
right.
A good chef will sit down. You know, he's very high profile, if you ask me. He should be. He's the guy that goes out to the tables and asks people what they like. He's got to be an observer.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to listen. And he has to look at the area where he's working to see whether or not geographically a food is going to go over on the menu.
Exactly. Something that would go over, let's say, on East 59th Street in New York is not going to make it in...
Not going to make it in the Village.
In the Village, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think at home, though, I've always defined the difference between a chef and a cook. Is a cook is someone who opens up a recipe book and follows the recipe and does it. A chef is someone who goes in the refrigerator, looks at what's there, and puts something together.
That's me.
That's being creative.
That's what I do.
Well, it's also,
yeah.
I mean, you know, a chef, you know what goes together. You know that all food is basically the same. It's the spices that translated into different ethnic cuisines.
Right.
So that's the difference between a cook and a chef. A chef has that basic knowledge of what food groups go together, what spices go together, how to use them, how to manipulate them. A cook, on the other hand, follows a recipe.
Yeah, very good. I it's funny that you say that because I was asked to enter a contest, a food contest, believe it or not.
Why wouldn't we believe it?
Iron Chef. I used to love that.
It's kind of crazy. and it was on a specific food product.
Uh-huh.
I said, there's no way I'm going to send you in. And one, it's on fennel, of all things. I love fennel.
Oh, fennel is wonderful.
What is fennel?
I'm making a pie out of it.
Fennel. It's a bulb.
Yeah, it's a
bulb. It has a licorice taste to it if you eat it raw.
Oh, it's wonderful.
But it's fabulous. You can grill it, which is incredible grilled fennel, or you can slice it very thinly and mix it with some oranges and make a fennel orange salad that'll knock your socks off. Beautiful stuff.
Or you can use the large pieces of it at the bottom, at the base. You can cut them and use them as little plates for, like, lamb chops.
Oh, great idea.
You know, I do that all the time. But, you know, the funny thing is, what you said, Roberta, it just hit me. Because this is what I sent in one basic recipe with three variations.
Mm-hmm.
And I says, you know, mix it with feta and oregano. I says, and now you got a Greek style. Chop up some cilantro and put queso, and now you've got it Mexican style.
Right.
And put some tomatoes and some basil in it with some mozzarella cheese.
Italian.
Italian.
Exactly.
It's the same darn thing. The same recipe over and over again.
Add a little five-spice powder, you get Oriental, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Add some turmeric, and you've got Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern, yeah.
You know what? I'm going to let
Roberta. Add curry, you got Indian.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. This is something... I ought to have done this a long time ago, but this is the benefit of having just Roberta here without Richie and without Jennifer, is that she gets to shine, especially in areas where she is capable of shining. Wait a minute. That may not have come out the way I meant it to come out.
Woo-hoo!
At any rate, Roberta is a consummate chef, comes from a family of restaurateurs in New York.
A long line of restaurateurs.
And so here, if I can keep her from talking about her tarantula long enough, Louis.
Fried tarantula. It's excellent.
I really want the two of you to spend the time that we have together in the next half hour. There are certain interruptions, of course. But I want to hear the two of you. This is, I don't need to inveigle myself into the conversation because I know this is directed at the audience anyway. I don't benefit, unfortunately, from having Louis' expertise because I don't pay attention to this sort of thing.
You just throw everything
it's
in a
not
crock
how
pot
I live.
Together.
I'm not,
hope that you don't get poisoned.
And I don't care. I really don't. I don't care about food that much. I go, if I want a good meal for me isn't based on food. It's based on the company that I am with. That's the way I judge a good meal. I mean, I don't want to go to a lousy restaurant and lousy food.
You got a thing there, yeah.
But I don't care. I'm not a gourmet, and as a matter of fact, it annoys me to go to restaurants and to sit for a long time and to pay $25 extra for the ambiance. None of that stuff means a damn thing to me. What I'm caring about when I go out is who am I going to be talking with? And what are we going to learn? And, you know, how does the conversation go?
Yeah, you know, the truth is, though, and Roberta, tell me if I'm not right on this.
Mm-hmm.
A guy like Doug is harder to please in a restaurant than the gourmet, than the fuss budget.
I don't have...
As much as you say, I'm not fussy about the food. I want the company and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll guarantee you there's a lot of dishes that you won't eat.
Well,
oh, yeah.
But I have to choose. That's my job. That's not
like
the restaurant's fault.
Sushi, right?
No, I want anything raw, except veggies. I won't eat any meat, flesh product raw.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not one who goes out of his way to find fault with a restaurant. I can find something on any menu that I can eat.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. I've eaten with you. You're very easygoing. Yeah, you'll ask them to make you something.
And I do that, by the way. Most places I go don't have what I want. Mm-hmm. Something simple. The other night, I went with a friend. Where was it? It was Saturday. I don't know. Not important. A little restaurant in Hartford, Connecticut. Mm-hmm. And it was a simple restaurant. The food was extraordinarily good. I had a simple piece of white fish with some cooked spinach and a potato. And I put it together from three different things on the menu. I asked the lady because I didn't want, you know, the this and the that. I just said, okay, I want a piece of white fish. You got it there. There's some haddock. Cook that for me, please. Grill it well. That spinach that goes to the other dish, can I have that? Yep. And how about these garlic mashed potatoes for my, I was in the mood for garlic mashed potatoes. Had it. It was the best tasting food I'd had for months.
Because you know they're making it fresh for you because it's not necessarily on the menu.
Yep. And it was $21. I had a dessert with it. This is a nice sort of family restaurant. Mm-hmm. But you know that they aren't getting it out of the freezer.
Right.
Right. So that's when you go to all of these, the regular Olive Gardens and the
I was going to say the chain restaurants have a great deal of difficulty doing that because what they have there are all cooks and they have pictures in front of them.
Yeah,
and
this is how the plate's supposed to look. Right.
Every plate has to come out looking a certain way.
Get it out of the freezer.
So creativity is not encouraged in these places. Actually, following directions is encouraged.
You know how you can tell, Louie? You can tell by looking at the salad bar. If it isn't fresh local tomatoes, or especially this time of year, or fresh local lettuce, all of that stuff, that they're getting everything in a truck.
Yeah.
It's coming from some food supplier like Sysco, because it's easy to get the stuff from them. If you're really doing a bang-up job with a good local restaurant, you're going to the local farms, you're getting to the local producers, especially in season, and you're getting stuff from them that is local. Otherwise, it is garbage. And that is something that I stay away from. I look at that at the salad bar, and if I see that stuff, I'm not touching it with a 10-foot pole because you might as well eat the paper off of the floor.
Yeah.
It does that much good for it. It's nothing.
There's no nutritional value.
There's nothing there. Yeah. It's just filler. It's like me. I'm filler between commercials, and it's time for a commercial. Chef Louie and Roberta will continue this. It's, where are we at? 19 past the hour. Good day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible. Especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit Geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Meditating on food. Yum! More of it coming up in a few minutes here. Chef Louie DeAngelis with Roberta and me on Good Day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning.
Was there anything going on in the family, the Osmond family, that we didn't know about that caused you or any of the members of the family to be sort of off the mark, if you know what I mean?
Are you saying we're dysfunctional? You know what? I think everybody is dysfunctional in some way or another. You know, I mean, we all know that you are.
Screw you, honey. Well, there's one thing I can't stand is a queen without a sense of humor. You can die with your secrets.
Very cute. Very cute. Marie, you and I are going to be good friends. I can tell that right off.
Bring it on, bad boy.
This is I'm laughing because Ron Mayo is the keyboardist with a group called Sparks. 66 today on our Friday birthday list. August 12th it is. This town ain't big enough for both of us. I guess that goes true. We could find that to be the case with any number of people, right? Roberta, this town ain't big enough for both of us. Happy birthday to Parnelli Jones, the Indianapolis 500 winner in 1963. Still around, born in the state 1933. Actor George Hamilton, born in the state 1939. He was in Doc Hollywood, The Dead Don't Die, Evel Knievel, Where the Boys Are, Zorro the Gay Blade. Everybody knows him. They all make fun of him because he's so smooth looking, so slick looking. So happy birthday to him. Jennifer Warren, the actress in Amazon's Slapshot, The Intruder Within. I don't know who she is, but I think looks like she'd be worth checking out. At any rate, next up is Mark Knopfler, the guitarist with Dire Straits. Born this day, 1949, makes him 62 today. Money for Nothing, Sultans of Swing. Good stuff. Crank it up, Michael. Sam J. Jones, the actor, in a lot of bad movies, including Flesh Gordon, is in The Highwayman, Fist of Honor, Silent Assassins, in a lot of those creepy straight-to-video action flicks. Born in the state 1954, so happy birthday to him. Jim Beaver, who played Whitney Ellsworth on Deadwood, 61 today. One of those actors you'd recognize if you saw him. Pat Metheny, the jazz guitarist. Wonderful, 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 wonderful stuff. This is Cafe Del Mar, but there are so many other things. Bright Size Life, watercolors. He responsible for the group that bears his name. His stuff, kind of like the trombonist. And I want now to remember his name, and I can't. Awful. The Hill Where the Lord Hides. What's the name of that guy? Michael, look it up quickly, will you? I would go to the next guy. Here, Roy Hayes, guitarist for Culture Club. Great, straightforward pop stuff from Boy George and his group, including Roy Hayes. Won the state 50 years ago. Karma Chameleon, one of their big hits. This is a little snippet of that. Just the stuff they did was so clean. Their lives were dirty, but they were. This music was clean stuff. This fun, straightforward pop music. That's what a lot of the Brits were good at. Peter Krause was Adam on Parenthood, 46 today. Tanita Tikaram, haven't the slightest idea. Anybody know anything about this person? Nobody. Oh, I like the song, though. Crank it up, Michael, for a second. Alright, this is good. Put this aside for us to examine next week, Michael, will you? Let's see. Yvette Nicole Brown plays Shirley on Community. So happy birthday to her on her 40th. Happy birthday to everybody. That's pretty good.
It won't be long before health insurance exchanges, a key component of the Affordable Care Act, start in 2014.
The exchanges will be available to both individuals and small businesses. And the idea is, sometimes I think of it as sort of a Travelocity or Expedia for health insurance, so people who are familiar with those travel websites.
Then you'll be able to compare all the healthcare policies you can buy. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Jeff Thiemann, Senior Director of Health Reform Initiatives at the Catholic Health Association.
You'll go on to the exchange, which will be basically a website in each state, and it'll direct you to the coverage that is appropriate for you, that's affordable for you, and then depending on your income and other factors, you may be eligible for subsidies. And so then you would buy a policy through the exchange, and if you couldn't afford some of it, the government would give you a little bit of money to help pay the premium of that policy. And so that's what happens in each of the exchanges. They're not up and running yet. That will be a couple years down the road, but states are already taking action to start setting those up.
All of the health insurance plans sold through the exchanges must offer a standard set of comprehensive benefits, including medical, mental health, prescription drug, and rehabilitative services. For more specific information, check these websites, aarp.org/getthefacts and healthcareinyou.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body. And a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day. DHA, and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
It's gym time. Okay, this is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Chef Louis DeAngelis here, who is a gem himself. Roberta Fasanelli is a gem. And so as we work our way through this hour, it's kind of neat to have these guys as excited. You know what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to catch up on my email. I'm going to listen. Both of my ears are going to be open to this, but I have no need to be a participant in this conversation other than to remind people every once in a while it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I have one thing, Louis, that so puts all of this conversation into perspective. A story today about a tarantula that gave officials at the railroad station in Berlin a big scare, crawled out of a bag left on a train. And the police spokesman said there that a man had forgotten his bag on the train after returning from a trip to Mali. A man went to retrieve the bag. The station's lost and found department. He reached to pull in identification, and this tarantula crawled out. And apparently it was poisonous. The
tarantulas will not bite you. If you have a tarantula on your hand, it will not bite you.
Because it
sees that as its floor, yeah. And it's not going to bite its floor. I mean, you would have to take your finger and be really poking at the thing for it to, you know, do anything to you. People have this really weird idea about tarantulas.
See, I had People have this weird idea. Who are the weird people that have tarantulas as pets? We can probably count them on one hand, and you're one of them. All right? So,
and they're very, very fragile. People don't realize that tarantulas, you know, that big brown part of its body, I forget what it's called, is as delicate as an egg. So if you're holding a tarantula and you drop it from, you know, 10, 12 inches, you're going to kill the thing. You're going to crack it.
They also make a great dance in Italian.
Here's what I love about Roberta. Roberta always tells the truth. She does not live in fear of anything or anybody. She is conscious of what she's thinking, so therefore she is always speaking what she is thinking. Mm-hmm. And she does it. She tells the stories out of love for herself, people she's close to, and that means that she's a person of growth, Louis. She's a person of growth. All right, now, having said all of that, we're going to devote the next 10 minutes to your canning. Louis loves to can. He's got a big garden like I do. Roberta, sadly, doesn't have a big garden because she's in New York City.
But I'm growing tomatoes, and I have basil, and I have mint in my garden.
Really?
In Midtown Manhattan. Yep. Yeah.
Oh.
I got three types of mint. I have pineapple mint, I have spearmint, and I have
peppermint. So can I give you this charge? You don't have to, from now until like quarter of, you guys can talk to your heart's content about canning, home canning, the ball jars, all that stuff we all remember as kids. They still have the ball jars, and we still can do canning. Although I think, Louis, it's a lost art. Maybe coming back because there are a lot of things that used to be that have gone away and now coming back for lots of good reasons. People are now more exposed to good local produce that you can get or you can grow your own. Whatever it is, people want to know what they are eating. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, I give you Roberta Fasinelli, Chef Louis DeAngelis on canning.
Okay, well, Louis,
Roberta,
you start.
You know, I have to say one thing that was brought up before. Doug was talking about, you know, different chefs in restaurants, and they truck in all their food from the food suppliers. I go to this little farmer's market out on the West Coast, and it's every Saturday, and it is absolutely alive. I've never seen one this good in my life. And that's where I end up meeting a lot of the chefs.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, but really, when you're in a farmer's market or anywhere, and you kind of know somebody's a chef.
Right.
It's like we gravitate to each other. Right? I watch the way the guy's smelling the fruits, or he's pressing this or touching
feeling
that.
Feeling it, right, and touch. You have to touch stuff. You can't, when you buy stuff in styrofoam with plastic over it, how do you know what it is? You have to touch it.
Yeah, if I go to the eggplant and I watch a guy, if a guy's looking at the top of the eggplant, and he takes it and puts it aside, grabs another one, and that's the one he wants. I know he's a chef because he's looking if it's an innie or an outie, where the stem is, and if it's a male or a female eggplant, if it's got seeds or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I know. And I walk up to him and say, where do you cook at? And then next thing you know, we're talking. You want to find a good restaurant, look for where the chefs are buying their stuff. When you see a guy that's out there buying at a farmer's market, you know he's got one heck of a restaurant.
Yep.
And it's just a great thing like that, and I love it. But as far as canning, do you do any canning at all?
Do you guys need me to push you along here a little bit or what?
I'm just waiting for Louis.
No, do you do much canning at all, jellies or jams or any of that?
You know, I don't do the type of canning where you put it in the hot water and you sanitize it and seal it.
Most cold canning.
I do a lot of cold canning. I either do it and put it in the refrigerator. You know, of course, if you're a chef, you always have a second refrigerator in the basement, or if you're Italian.
Oh, if you're Italian, you got a whole kitchen in there.
Right, you got a whole kitchen in the basement.
The one in the kitchen looks brand new. You never use it.
Right, exactly. Use the one in the basement. Or I do freezer canning.
Oh, yes.
You know,
well, corn, the perfect example. Corn is going to be hitting in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's up in price right now, and it's going to go up. It's almost $8 a bushel right now on the wholesale market.
Mm.
I mean, it's ridiculous. So, but 3 months from now, I guarantee it'll be closer to $9.
Right.
So buy it now, and you can take your corn and just parboil it, clean it, parboil it, put it in bags with a pat of butter, and freeze it.
And freeze it, exactly.
I love doing it. And if you want to can it, I got a great trick for you, Roberta. Do you ever take corn off the cob for, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. In fact, I have this wacky tool, Victorian. I love that wacky Victorian kitchen tools. And I couldn't figure out for the longest time what it was. And it finally dawned on me, oh, it's a corn shucker where you could take the corn off the cob.
It's an expandable ring.
Right.
Well, you know what I use? A bunting pan. Now you're gonna laugh, but a bunting pan, you know, it's a round cake
yeah.
pan with a flute in the center.
Yeah, yeah.
You take your corn, put the fat side down on top of the flute, and then just start scraping it, and all the juices, all the kernels, everything
falls in
your pan.
Yeah, excellent.
And then throw 4 to 1 butter to cornstarch.
Uh-huh.
Throw it in a little baggie, and you got cream of corn when you go to boil it.
Exactly, exactly. I do the freezing with berries, strawberries and blueberries, especially when they're in season. I just buy them up like crazy. Blueberries, you just throw them in a bag and freeze them. And I take a handful every morning, and I toss them in my oatmeal. Same thing with strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
I've been making pies with them
like crazy.
Or tarts. You make a wonderful blueberry tart.
I love doing that. You know, I take, right now we got cherries are going wild here in Florida. We got a lot of cherries. We got a lot of muscadine organic grapes. We have a lot of farms of that where I live. So I've been taking all of the fruits and making fruit pies out of them.
Yep, yep.
And you freeze them up like that. Now I got fresh fruit pies. You know, maybe I'm crazy, but Roberta, you'll appreciate this.
Mm-hmm.
I took a can of the fruit filling for cherry fruit filling for pies.
Right, I mean the one you buy in, like, in the supermarket.
Right.
Yeah.
Great pack. And you take it and rinse all of that simple syrup
off. Oh, yeah, all that gunk off of it, yep.
And then weigh it. All of a sudden, a one-pound can of, you got a quarter pound of cherries.
Right.
So
right.
I take a whole pound of cherries, which is almost the same price.
Right.
And I got a little pitter.
Oh, yeah, you got to have that.
You know, it looks like a hypodermic needle. And you
yep.
squeeze it, and it pops the pit out. It's good for
yep.
olives or cherries. And that's how I make my, and I throw... put them all in a mixing bowl,
mm-hmm.
2 tablespoons of flour, 1/2 stick of butter, a little bit of salt, and a little bit of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Put
there
it in a pie pan and let it go, and you got cherry pie. It's 10 times better than that stuff with that gooey mess in it.
Oh, yeah, that stuff is just, and it's so high in sugar and so high in high fructose corn syrup and
yep.
whatever else, and Lord knows, preservatives, whatever else they put in it.
Yeah, you're paying for a quarter pound of cherries, and I'm like, holy
cat,
why am I doing this?
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
You know, people are complaining about food prices, and rightfully so, but you could still, if you're careful,
mm-hmm.
and I don't mean overly careful, I'm not talking about being anal out there, I'm just saying, just be careful and do a little scratch kitchen. Feed a family of four for $100 a week, any way you slice.
Oh, easily. Easily. Very, very easily. I mean,
okay,
I could do it for less than that.
Yeah. Last night I went to the grocery store and just bought fruit and things that we don't have that are fresh at the moment. Apples too early for, pears too early for, melons too early for,
peaches
that kind
now.
Of stuff.
I mean, for locally in Boston.
I'm talking about local in my
local
area
in Boston,
of New England.
Yeah.
You can't find them. I'll buy them all local when they become available.
Corn is out,
but
though.
It's not. We've had corn for the past month.
Yeah.
But I bought all of that stuff. I would never buy any groceries because I just go either into my garden or up the street to the other two farms and help myself.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, most of the stuff is grown in a field on the other side of the woods from my house, so I don't even go to the farm. I just go to the field and help myself to what I haven't got in my own garden. But the cucumbers.
Mm.
You were talking about pickling watermelon rind. The cucumbers are the best.
Oh, yeah.
And
I love growing cucumbers.
The other things, there's a lot of peppers that are ready now. And, of course, the squashes, the summer squash, the zucchinis and things. I don't even know, though. Here's the thing, Louis. Would you can them because you wanted to save money? Because that sort of thing is available year-round from someplace. But it does, as you've suggested, get very expensive. Corn is going to be out of the weather has so screwed up. I have corn now. We were just cultivating. I have about 84, 85 acres of corn. And this year I grew some sweet corn to sell at a friend's ice cream stand. And I don't know, I think I put in about 4 or 5 acres, staggered it along, maybe 5, 6 acres. And because I planted it early, some of it came along wonderfully fast. Some of it came at a time when the weeds were getting a hold of, and they, you know, there's more weeds than there is corn. But it doesn't change anything except the flavor. I want you to know that the stuff that you eat is so subject to what's in the soil.
Right.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, the stuff that the weeds that are around the corn that I will pick in a month from now will taste, the corn will taste nowhere near as good as the corn that hasn't got much weed
right.
around it. It's just that's the way it is. The weed sucks certain things out of the soil. It can't get into the corn, you know, that kind of stuff.
I use a mat in my garden.
Yeah, you can. We have
my whole garden's matted.
Right. I'd have a hard time doing that with 85 acres.
Oh,
although a lot of guys put plastic down on the early corn. That can be kind of expensive, but it gets the stuff growing. The early corn, there's real pressure here to get corn by the 1st of July. So in April, people put 65-day corn in, and they'll put it in plastic so that it's ready, you know, by the 4th of July weekend, something like that.
Is that a small kernel corn?
Yeah, very small ear, very small kernel.
Right.
But
it's like a Silver Queen down there.
Ready. Yep, it is ready. Mm-hmm. So there we are, boys and girls, some help with canning ideas. Roberta, we'll have to have you and Louie alone together.
Well, Mr. Fancinelli said about that.
All right.
Whoa.
I don't know there's much worry about that because Fancinelli's her unmarried name.
There is no Mr. Fancinelli.
Mr. Fancinelli passed away about 4 years ago, in fact. All right, Louie, good job. Thank you, Chef Louie DeAngelis.
Thank
you can check him out. Go to the Doug Stephan Good Day website. Go to our contributors and check out Louie's, not only his credentials, but his ideas. The ideas are what are worth his weight in gold, and that's a big package if I do say so myself. Talk to you next week, Louie. 14 before the hour. Here's something for all of you to listen to. The million-bottle giveaway of Master Prostate Formula. I was just looking at some of the comments from people yesterday because we just started talking about this. This is a brand-new product, and it combines, Roberta, all of the best things that have been around in many of the other products for a long, long time. And, you know, the thing is, a lot of these products claim to do this, that, or the other thing. I know this stuff does it because I know the people who put it together. I've been working with these folks off and on for probably close to 20 years, and they do what they say they're going to do. And to give away a million bottles of this stuff just to prove that it will protect your prostate, it will take care of your prostate health, is quite a statement. Be one of those people who gets the free Master Prostate Formula right now by dialing 800-716-6520. That's 800-716-6520 for Master Prostate. Protect your prostate. Call them now.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Jeffrey Bean and Kenneth Cole Reaction dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Take 65% off all 14-karat gold earrings. Save on Junior Spring Tees, now two for $24. And all nine-piece bed ensembles are $99.99. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold pre-retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, it is a new radio station in New York City that went on the air this morning. A new news station. The first story, the headline of the first story greeting listeners who tuned in to FM News 101.9 was, how would your grandmother look with a new set of boobs?
Huh.
First story. 51 after on Good Day.
Food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Republican presidential hopefuls mix it up in Iowa. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Once upon a time, New Hampshire drew all the attention for its first-in-the-nation presidential primary every 4 years, but that was a long time ago. For several presidential election cycles now, it's been Iowa, with their first-in-the-nation caucus, which is still several months away. In Ames, Iowa last night, 8 Republicans who want to be president gathered for a debate just ahead of tomorrow's seemingly crucial Iowa straw poll. As expected, the candidates took their jabs at President Obama, but also at each other. Among the exchanges, former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty took on Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann.
Her record of accomplishment and results is non-existent. That's not going to be good enough for our candidate for President of the United States.
And Congresswoman Bachmann returned the volley, challenging Tim Pawlenty's record as governor.
You called for requiring all people in our state to purchase health insurance that government would mandate. You said the era of small government was over. That sounds a lot more like Barack Obama, if you ask me.
Later on, Pawlenty had the quippiest line of the debate, saying President Obama has offered no specific plans on how to fix the nation's economic problems.
If you can find Barack Obama's specific plan on any of those items, I will come to your house and cook you dinner. Or if you prefer, I'll come to your house and mow your lawn. But in case Schmidt wins, I'm limited to 1 acre.
A reference to Mitt Romney, the Republican frontrunner. And if Tim Pawlenty actually came up with all of that himself, I'll cook his dinner and mow his lawn. No doubt the economy was a major issue at the debate. Earlier in the day, it was another wild day on Wall Street, a fourth straight session in which the Dow swung hundreds of points. But which way did it swing this time? We'll check that out next. But first, here's something else that will matter to you.
Geico makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
A seesaw week on Wall Street continued yesterday. This time the Dow was up 423 points, closing at 11,143. NASDAQ up 112. S&P tacked on 52 points. Oil prices up $2.83 a barrel, settling at $85.72. Dallas, Texas won't be entering the record books for heat, and residents there are happy about it. The Big D came within 2 days of breaking its all-time record of successive triple-digit days. 40 straight days of 100 degrees or more. Yesterday, the high was only 96. How did that feel?
I can't express how much it felt good for it not being over 100. It's just like...
Like what?
It's like paradise.
You get the impression that if it actually dropped to 90, they'd be breaking out some sweaters. The last of golf's major championships, the PGA Championship, being played at the Atlanta Athletic Club. Round one of the books, three storylines. Steve Stricker, age 44, in the lead at 7-under-63. Tiger Woods starting out strong yesterday on the first few holes, fell apart and wound up with a 7-over-77. Rory McIlroy shot an even par 70 despite injuring his wrist early on when he hit a ball off a tree root. And finally, Star Trek, a franchise with an endless frontier. The science fiction series and franchise is marking its 45th anniversary at this year's convention. And yes, the Star Trek convention is underway in Las Vegas. It opened yesterday and runs through this Sunday. Leonard Nimoy himself making an appearance, said to be his last public appearance at this convention. And Trekkers, that's right, we prefer to be called Trekkers, not Trekkies, are trying to break the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as Star Trek characters. Now that should be quite a sight. And listen, if you can get that many members of the Federation, along with the Klingons, Romulans, Andorians, Vulcans, even the Borg, all together in one spot, you would think we could find a way to get Democrats and Republicans together as well. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Oh, the Village People. I love the Village People. That means I'm gay because I like the Village People. This is fun, uplifting, bright music.
Can I do this? Or do I look like some sort of gay superhero?
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Doug Stephens.